You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Forrest and Bird is calling for the government to support a new bill to protect public conservation land from future mining. The conservation organisation says this is a chance for Labor to uphold its commitment to protect the climate and safeguard the biodiversity of New Zealand's publicly owned conservation lands. I had a chat to a spokesperson from Forrest and Bird, Lindley Hargreaves, regarding the bill. If passed, the Crown Minerals Amendment Bill would end new mines on public conservation land. What would this look like in practice?
Well, this would give Labor a chance to fulfil its promise from 5 years ago when it came to power, you know, and the Prime Minister said in the speech from the throne that there would be no new mines on conservation land. And what this would mean is that we would no longer be destroying our forests and our rivers and our wetlands for gold and coal mines. And we think that's really important because, you know, we're in the midst of a biodiversity crisis and these places are habitat for creatures that we really love, like roa, great spotted kiwi or long-tailed bats or the world's most endangered frog. And they deserve protection on these places that are publicly owned and for conservation. And we wouldn't actually let any other activities destroy conservation land like that, and it's time that mining stops getting the special treatment.
So to quantify that sort of risk, what are we likely to face if we do allow multinational companies to continue mining on this land?
Well, in terms of coal mining, what we're talking about is really large-scale mining on the Denniston Plateau, a place of historically rare ecosystems, a huge wetland, all kinds of threatened creatures, and also in places near Reefton where there's forest that would be getting knocked over, lots of alluvial gold mines that would be knocking over forest. There's a mine proposed recently near the Coromandel, in the Coromandel area, which is endangering Archie's frogs, this very queer little frog that New Zealand has, which is one of the world's most endangered and amphibians.
If passed, the bill, as you said, would prevent coal mining permits from being granted, but that's only from 2025. Is the government currently doing anything to stem the tide of existing applications?
No, it's not. So this is something there's been no political promise on to stop any kind of coal mining and no action on that. But it's really, really important. You know, for a safe climate, there can't be any new coal mines globally from now on. And that's something that the International Energy Agency is saying. And developed countries like New Zealand should really be leading the way on that. So to begin a transition now when there's existing coal mining permits that will still be valid for decades, it's the very least that we should be doing. You know, and coal mines have a long lead-in time. So say if you're 20 now and a new coal mine starts tomorrow, then that could be still getting coal out of the ground when you're in your 40s.
What mechanisms does this bill put in place to ensure conservation efforts continue at a necessary pace?
So this would stop new coal mines on conservation lands with coal mines that would take a lot longer. And that's something that we think would need to be looked at more because it's important to stop new coal mines now. And Forrest and Bird's actually been in court in several cases recently on this. We're opposing an expanded coal mine in Southland. We've had a long-term legal battle over a proposed new coal mine on the west coast of the South Island at the mountain called Tukuha, which is a pristine environment. So we'll be fighting new coal mines, but it's really just a waste of everyone's time. You know, we need to stop new coal mines now. And the existing coal mines are enough to get us through the transition, but that transition really needs to start.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the proposed mine in Southland you touched on there?
It's a partnership with Forrest and Bird Youth. It's the Southland District Council have given permission for a company to look at expanding a coal mine that they have into a council-owned area. And we've been in court arguing that actually that they have an obligation to future generations to provide a safe environment, a safe climate for them, and that they're not doing that by allowing this to go ahead. Also, the government has said that they're reviewing conservation stewardship land and that will either stopping mining on conservation land will either come after that or that they're expecting that to help with this. So stewardship land is conservation land. It's got high values. It's just that when the Department of Conservation was created in 1987, there wasn't time to assess all of the land. So about a third of all conservation land has been in this kind of statutory holding pen ever since. And the government is now reviewing stewardship land and they've said that they haven't implemented No New Mines on conservation land, in part because of the stewardship land review. And we're saying that there is no longer a need for delay. It's clear from the current review that's happening that stewardship land does have high values, very little of it's being recommended for disposal. But on the other hand, only 12% is going into areas that would be protected from mining. So a stewardship land review is not going to stop mining on conservation land. You're still going to have mining continuing in ecological areas and wildlife management areas. So really, we do need this new legislation to prevent new mines on conservation land.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.